Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, this is Alien Theorist Theorizing.
And who's hosting this thing?
I don't know. Well, I'm Braden.
I don't need anything to support my claims. I'm pretty much the Donald Trump of fucking podcasting.
I'm Zell. So, okay, this is the guy. Officer Ron Pond.
Commander, some motherfucker's still trying to ice skate uphill.
Dan.
Dan. It is fact. It did happen.
Alien Theorizing Case File 34 Alien Implants. I'm Braden.
I'm Dan.
I'm Zell.
Fuck.
Fucked it up
fucked
again.
Fucked it up again.
It's okay. The people enjoy consistency, so yeah.
Why change now?
One day I'll fucking get it. Andrew was supposed to be here, but I mean,
what's
unfortunately
new?
Like he with his job. It's too bad. It's hard to get him on. I don't know when the last one he was on. Do you guys, what was it?
I think Men in Black? I think it was on Men in Black.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's been a while.
I think we text him like every week. You coming on? He goes, yeah. And then like an hour before he goes,
yeah, he fucking bails.
I can't make it.
Okay. Whatever. Right. It'd be nice, man. It'd be nice to have him on full time, but maybe. I think there'd be a fucking cold hell of freeze over.
Before he's a full-time member.
Okay, I also I got to clear the air a little bit.
Okay, yeah, this has come up. This is a problem.
For last week. I got to explain why I was so... I don't even remember recording the first half of that fucking case file. I don't.
Good reason.
It was Meat Draw Friday. So I was at the Legion just slaying the fucking Meat Draw.
Drawing lots of meats.
Yeah, I had basically what it is at the Legion, you put in like $5, you get like raffle tickets, and they have like assorted meats that you can win. And me and my roommate were just fucking cleaning up. We had tons of meat. We our whole table was chanting meat, 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 and it was insane. I'm pretty sure I posted a picture on Twitter, but there was so much fucking meat everywhere, fucking sausages, steaks, strip loins. I was fucking just tossing them to people in the crowd. I had so much meat at my table.
So much meat, didn't know what to do with it.
You're just like passing out meat, just giant like hot dogs and shit hitting people in the face. And
yeah, breakfast sausages, all this stuff, half hams. And the other problem is like drinks at the Legion are so cheap. So I was fucking tying one off. I was right dicked. I was fucking dicked.
Well, you must have been because
it was apparent.
Because we were supposed to record at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock or something. I texted you and I got no response. I was like, I wonder where this fucking guy is.
He's dead.
Well, literally, I don't remember. So I fucking boxed up the meat. I just had this box of fucking meat. I didn't even pay my bar tab. I left my Visa there. I just fucking took off down the road with this box of meat, ran straight home. I probably was fucking dropping meat all the way along, all the way to my house. I had a trail of meat
just
behind me,
home,
cutlets.
Holding your meat, you know?
And then I get there. Like, it sucked because, like, the next day I had to go and fucking get my Visa and stuff, and I was so fucking hungover. But I don't even remember recording. I don't remember setting up. I don't remember anything. All of a sudden, like, halfway through the episode, I was like, holy, like, how long have I been sitting here? How long have we been doing this?
It's impressive. It's impressive because when you showed up finally, you're like half an hour late or whatever. You seem drunk, but you didn't seem blackout drunk until about 15 minutes in. I was like, oh, this guy is fucking wasted.
Jesus took the wheel for sure. It was definitely a good meat draw for me though.
Did you end up with at least half the winnings in your fridge or?
Oh yeah, just a huge huge heap and box. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I posted it in Twitter. It was probably like the last thing, which is funny because I was posting shit on Twitter, not realizing that I'm supposed to be recording. Hmm. So there's like a picture of me like big thumbs up with my roommate in this huge fucking pile of meat.
Oh, these fucking dogs are barking. Be right back.
There's the other thing is, oh man, I wish Andrew was here too. Me and Andrew are fulfilling childhood dreams here.
Oh, that's
in
right.
In March, the road to WrestleMania.
Dude, you guys been talking about going to Mania for a long time.
Yeah, it's in Orlando. We're so fucking stoked. So if anyone listening is going to Mania, or people in Orlando listen, go to Mania. You know, fucking hit us up. Let us know. We'll meet you there.
Are you guys gonna hit up what's the fucking Harry Potter world or whatever the hell it's called down there?
Oh yeah, we're going to Hogwarts for sure, buddy. Our owls came in. Our owls. It's time for Hogwarts.
You get
Hufflepuffs all the way.
How do you know you're Hufflepuff? Don't you have to get sorted first or something?
Fucking sorting. I did the fucking sorting hat. You did the pre-sorting? Long distance.
Yeah.
Pre-sorted.
Pre-sorted hat. All right.
The early admissions pre-sorting. Yeah, got it.
Yeah. why don't we, should we fire up the old UFO case file?
UFO book? Yeah, I think you should fire up that beautiful machine you got there and see what spits out.
Should I fire up the Flippatron or Randomatron, whatever it is?
Randomatron, I think we went with, yeah.
All right.
It's a finely tuned piece of technology.
It's amazing. It just keeps spinning, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the... Price is right.
It's very precise.
Price is right. Oh, it's still going.
All right. This is from the UFO Encyclopedia, the most comprehensive book of UFOlogy ever written.
Amazing.
Dude, I don't know if anything will beat the last week's, though, with the guy in the plane who just pulls out his fucking... His first thought is to pull out his fucking gat.
While
you're flying, you've got your hand on, you know, and the steering wheel, and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to pull out my Magnum and point it out the window.
We had
hashtag
flyby. I think people are saying hashtag flyby.
I saw that. That was so fucking funny. Hashtag flyby. Fucking great. Sorry, Bob. I'll back to this one. Robert J. Lowe. Robert J. Lowe was the project coordinator of the Colorado University UFO project, the investigation into UFOs.
What?
Didn't even make any sense.
Did you cut out over Skype, or did that still not make any sense to me?
No, I don't think it.
Did you read it right?
Yeah, I just. Maybe this one's not a very good one. Should we fire it up? Let's fire it up again.
You want to spin it up again?
Spin it up again, just in case.
Just in case. All right. Well, let's. That's a dud. Try it again.
Every time we turn it on, it consumes enough power to supply a small city. You just set off rolling blackouts through Alberta.
All right.
Okay. Huffman Air Force Base. This Texas base is thought to have been in some way involved with the close encounter of Betty Cash, Vicki Landrum, and Colby Landrum. The event took place close to this base and involved American military helicopters, suggesting they were using that installation.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
that sounds way more like what?
I was on board with the story and that's it?
That's it. Should I fire it up again?
That's enough. That's, you know, 0-2 tonight. I think we're like,
that one sounds interesting.
No, I think we've tried like the Randomatron like 6 times in a row and like what are we 50% on stories that make sense?
I think we're 500
on stories that make sense.
Yeah. 3 for 6.
3 for 6. or three yeah. or three and three, depending on which way you want to break it down.
Well, no, we've got 50. Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah,
three good, three bad, order. Or three for six, good. Right. Whatever, same shit.
Get into space news.
What do you got for us this week?
Yeah.
What's happening in space?
Well, last night we had some fucking amazing auroras. Unfortunately, I was asleep. I didn't get to hear about them or see them, and everyone's been letting me know about them all day.
Wait.
But last night, apparently...
For the last over a year now, you've been spitting about auroras, and then the one time you can see them, you fall asleep.
Yeah. there's supposed to be more coming, so there's lots more coming.
Can I say something real quick?
What?
This has been bugging me for a long time. Every week you mention auroras, and a vast majority of our audience will never see them. So do you have anything else that we can talk about? Anything else?
You know what?
Because it's every week. It's the same. Auroras, no auroras.
You know what happens when you make fun of auroras?
What's that?
Huh? You know what happens when you make fun of space news?
I don't know.
You want to know what happens when you keep making fun of space news and auroras, huh?
Sure.
You want to know what happens?
I'd love to.
No more space.
It just fucking ends it.
You just made the list.
Okay.
All right.
Auroras, no sure. All right.
I'm all bitter now.
So people asked before. We said we'd talk about it. So
I'll never do another space news. Mark my word.
That's it.
Space news is done. It's cut from the show.
You call out auroras one time and it's over.
I'll never say those words ever again.
Well, you know what? In my books, that might be all right. I don't know. All right, people have been asking about alien implants. How do we want to start this? Dan, do you know anything about alien implants? People, I guess, get abducted and get something put in them.
Yeah, I do remember back in the day, at least, like, you know, of course, like 90s prime UFO alien time. There are lots of specials on TV and having to do with alien implants. Like a lot of... TV shows and stuff had people claiming about they had been abducted by aliens, or they had some sort of experience, or they had kind of woken up one day and they just noticed they had some sort of like inflammation, or they had some type of like pain, which led them to go and have it, you know, investigate it, have a medical professional take a look at what they have. And some of these people came out claiming that they had had something removed from their bodies that, you know, wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, like an appendix.
Yeah. Well, not like this, since most of these things...
Gallbladder?
Well, no. Not
kidney
as...
stone.
No, not as, you know, these things... Those types of things would... Some of those require actual, you know, invasive surgery. A lot of these are these implants are removed. What seems to be a lot of them, like people's noses, their legs, a lot of extremities and things like that.
So, a lot of the claims are like, I woke up, my foot was swollen, there was no marks. I went to the doctor, they took an X-ray, and there's a piece of something in my foot, but it doesn't make sense how it got in there.
Who hasn't seen the X-rays of people, and you see like just off their bone, there's like another there's. There's a something there. We don't know what it is, but there's definitely a something there.
Something. Something's in your foot or appendage that shouldn't be.
Right. So you'd have like these people come in and take these things out, and they just wouldn't, you know, doctors wouldn't really be sure what they were. And you've got, you know, these things that are perhaps, for example, you had one abductee from the United States who had claimed that she had small lumps on her arm, which were, she was convinced that these were these implants, or they had been put there by aliens, except that the aliens wouldn't let her have these objects scanned. So they wouldn't allow her to go to the hospital. It's kind of a common trend with a few of these cases.
What do you mean? They physically wouldn't let her go?
Restrained her?
Well, it's like they can't. A trend with some of these people that you see is that they don't that, like, they can't, they have some weird reason that they can't go in and either have these things removed or
little grays just come. You go, fucking snitches get stitches. Don't you? You can't go to the authorities with it, the public health authorities with this, these implants.
Well, I don't know whether they physically stop her or psychically stop them. That seems to be a thing where they cannot,
makes more sense.
You know, they have a very serious aversion to, or a violent aversion to, going to a hospital to have these things taken out, you know?
Right.
So if you do talk about implants, the one person that you do have to talk about is Dr. Roger Lear.
Oh, and, yeah.
Can we quickly segue into how this guy might have, he might be in the running for the worst / creepiest facial hair of all time. I don't know whoever he's got. It's a weird look. I wish we did a lot. These are the times where I wish we could live stream and like show people. Hashtag look it up. Dr. Roger Lear. He's got some plump lips and he shaves his chin, and he also shaves his upper lip, but he keeps some of the stash. So there's this like big gap above his upper lip before it gets to the mustache. It's honestly, I watch a lot of documentaries with him, a lot of interviews. It's hard for me to pay attention to what he's saying because my eyes will not.
You can't get off of it.
Avert that, the weird facial hair going on.
Dude, people shave their lip when they have a beard or a mustache a little bit, so he doesn't get in your mouth while you're eating.
This is excessive.
This guy's got a quarter inch gap from the top of his lip to the start of his stash. It's unbelievable. I've never seen something like this before.
Mixed with a plump upper lip, it's just a...
He's got some big old lips too. And then...
It's very unbecoming.
So he's got like a... It's like a goatee, but then minus the chin. Like, yeah. He has the chin is shaved. And he also shaves like... Or I don't know if he shaves it or maybe he can't grow, but the side of his beard is so low, it almost looks like a chin strap.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's actually shaving that or he just can't grow hair there, but... It's unbelievable.
It's a tough look. I actually think that no one really believes this guy. They just get so lost in his facial hair when he's talking that at the end they go, "What is he saying?" Like, "Yeah, yeah, 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 for sure." And they're just so put off by this unsightly facial hair.
Yeah, it's a look and a half.
So Dr. Lear is a medical professional. He is a podiatric surgeon. He's a foot surgeon. That is his main.
Wait, what?
A podiatric?
Wait, what?
Well, he's a podiatrist.
A podiatrist is a foot doctor. Podiatrist?
He's a foot doctor.
But he's a podiatric surgeon.
So you go to him for ingrown toenails and bunions.
And alien implants.
I had no idea he was a podiatrist. Why is he performing surgeries on all these people?
So he doesn't personally perform some of the surgeries that relate to the, like places like I mentioned before, like places like in the nose and the arms and the any other places that he's not a specialist. Oh,
he refers them to an ENT?
Well, yeah, he gets he brings in qualified surgeons or general surgeons to come in, and he will organize these teams to remove these objects that are found in the other areas of the body besides the feet.
So people come to him with what they think was something, because he's known as through ufology as like the alien implant guy. So people come to him and then he'll refer to other people.
Yeah, he does have an interest in UFOs. I think he's been involved in the UFO scene for a while before he actually got, you know, started getting being referred to as the alien implant guy. And I think the people who did, you know, were eager to have these things removed had to go to this guy, or he had heard about it. And then he said that, okay, yes, I'll do it. Like, I will, you know, remove these things and we'll figure out what they are. Cause I guess in his assessment of some of these cases, like, these things are causing people discomfort. I mean, he's a doctor, so he figures he'll do whatever he can to take these things out. Not only that, he wanted to go a step further and find out if these things are actually alien implants? Are these some sort of devices or instruments that measure people's body functions or record data and transmit it somewhere?
It's strange to me for a second to think that if I woke up tomorrow and I had a swollen foot and I was like, man, I think I broke my foot. And I went to the hospital and I got an x-ray, and then like clearly beside like my bone, there was some sort of object that like, they'd be like, well, there's nothing we're going to do. And my only like source of help would be like, I'd have to call the UFO guy to the UFO foot guy to take a look at this thing before someone would remove it. I'm like, doesn't it seem weird that like, don't like, it's just weird to me that he even became that guy, because it would seem to me that if you got an x-ray and you had a foreign body, that a doctor was like, what's that? Wouldn't they do a biopsy or something? Like, that's what always struck me as weird in these cases about like, why do these people just have to go to Dr. Lear before they can get help? Like, if they have a foreign body, like, you think a doctor would be like, hey, maybe it's some sort of like weird growth that we should look at or look into.
Well, if it shows up on an x-ray, it's got to be solid, some type of like dense material, like glass or metal.
I guess some are showing up on MRI and stuff too, right? So,
yeah. The ones that I think it's more about having Dr. Lear remove them in order to get these things like analyzed beyond the normal kind of what a general surgeon might do. Like, they might put it in a little glass jar and be like, hey, here it is. Like, well, yeah, shake it around.
Usually, like, if a normal surgeon took it out and it just looked like a piece of metal, they might be like, oh, you stepped on something. Have a nice day. Oh, continue on.
Fuck.
What?
I put my beer outside and it froze. Fuck.
How cold?
Did it explode?
How cold is it?
No. Then? Yeah. One is exploding everywhere. Minus 15 here.
You are north of the wall, so that's all
down there.
What did you think was going to happen?
You know what? It's actually minus 15 here as well, but.
It's the same?
It's the same. It's not bad. But I was not a dummy and left my beer outside.
Fuck. Sorry. Yeah.
So what, you opened the lid and then it slowly fizzled out, or what? Bubbled up?
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could put my beer outside and it would get frozen. 100% humidity here all the time.
Does it freeze? Does it snow in Virginia? Oh, no.
Virginia?
Oh, no. Oh, no, you're in Thailand. Fuck.
Yeah.
I know what's funny. We've been doing this podcast for a while. I know nothing about Dan.
Yeah, this is 100% where we don't really, we mostly do the podcast. We're almost just like coworkers. It's like, you know nothing about your coworkers.
No, just show up.
You know, we show up every day. We do our job.
Anyways.
No, here in Thailand, it's hot every day. I wish I could put my beer outside and expect it to get cool.
Yeah, when we were in.
You could put it under your AC there.
That's what, well, this, you just put ice in it.
Like, ugh, a little ice in your beer.
That's what they do here. It's fine. Delicious. I don't know.
I fucking still do it to this day.
Well, it's better than nothing. Yeah, because me and Brayden were in Thailand, man, you crack a beer in 5 minutes, that thing is boiling hot on the beach.
Yeah, sizzling. You're cooking your ramen in it.
Anyway, so people seek out Roger Lear because they think they might have something extraterrestrial in them.
I guess. And I think they want him, or they trust him, to go further beyond, because he's kind of advertised as that, this person who is, he's involved in the UFO scene. Like, I believe he's a member of MUFON, or I believe he's a couple of like UFO societies and things like that. And they think that he will help them analyze this thing, or at least, you know, get somebody to look at it and then be able to identify exactly what it is, which he has done. Now, at this point, Dr. Roger Lear, he passed away in 2014, sadly.
R.I.P.
And I think they have a documentary coming out, actually at the end of this year, with that was shot with him and Jeremy Corbell, that dude.
I don't know.
And so that's going to come out soon. So I think it's called Patient 17. That's why, pretty sure.
Patient 17, because he took from our very detailed and in-depth research, he took 18 implants out of 17 patients, right?
Right, right. He performed like 17 surgeries and removed these objects. So these, according to him, all of the implants that they've removed have undergone rigorous examinations by both biological and metallurgical scientists. And he says they're associated with some of the most prestigious laboratories, such as Los Alamos National Labs. I've never heard of them.
Los Alamos? Isn't that a fucking nuclear base or some shit there?
Isn't that where Bob Lazar worked?
No. Los Alamos National Labs. I've never heard of some of these places. They're all places in, let's see. Okay, well, you got New Mexico Tech. Okay. Sure. University of Toronto.
Oh, I heard of them. Real great Canadian university up here.
York University, Southwest Laboratories, and SEAL Laboratories.
Was Bob Lazar from Los Alamos something? Or was it a different Los Alamos something?
I don't think so. He worked at Area 51, right? That was his thing?
I thought before he worked at a Los Alamos rocket lab or something.
Through the lore of Bob Lazar, I mean, people keep asking.
We'll have to do
a Bob Lazar case file, and we'll get to it eventually. We'll get there. But
so, according to Dr. Roger Lear, he had about 15 findings that were of worth mentioning about these objects that they removed from these patients. So we can kind of go through those really quick, and then we can talk about them or whatever. But you have like, okay, so number one, these are kind of things that most of them, maybe not all of them, but most of them had in common,
right,
or a majority of them had in common. So some of the findings include no inflammatory or rejection reaction by the body to these foreign objects.
That is kind of crazy, because I get a little sliver in my hand when I'm doing carpentry, and my body pretty much fights me from the inside trying to get rid of it instantly. You get a fucking wood sliver in your hand, and your finger swells up. It's like pusting everywhere in one day, and you have to like dig it out with tweezers or a knife or some shit.
Or if you leave it to fester, you just squeeze it, it like shoots the splinter foreign body out.
The pressure of the pus underneath the sliver will shoot it out of your body.
That is gross.
It's disgusting, but it happens.
Number two kind of goes along with number one, which is no visible portal of entry. So often with these objects, there's no real identifiable location of where these objects were entered or implanted if they're intelligently placed. They don't find scarring. They don't find, lacerations. They don't find any type of evidence to say that this object like went through the skin.
Object was so small it healed relatively quick, or I guess if you go with the ET theory, whatever they used to put it in you is beyond our scope. Like it leaves no wound.
Put it, you know, they cut
maybe
it open,
some like vibrational thing where they don't even make an incision, like it's
kind of like put it through your skin
phase it through,
or they inject you with some sort of nanobots that like turn into the body once it's in your skin.
So like a needle mark, and then the nanobots form.
Well, maybe not even a needle. Maybe that's what happens when they probe you. They go in the back door. They make their deposit, and then the nanobots go to wherever.
Okay, maybe
from there.
They've identified in some cases there are collections of specialized nerve endings surrounding the objects.
What does that
mean? So some of the cases that they found these objects, like where they are in the body, there have been nerve endings that shouldn't be there. They're either they've been there for so long that these types of cells that have surrounded it aren't supposed to be there. Like they're not normally, they're not normally there, like medically.
They shouldn't be there, but they are.
They shouldn't be there. So that's according to at least one or two of the implants. You have an outer coating of ceramic biological material.
ceramic, like a glass, like a.
Right. So, or something, because one of the points that Dr. Roger Lear likes to make is that a few of these, if not most of these objects, they are unable to be cut with medical instruments. Like, so the instruments that they use, like they try to take a scalpel, you know, a ridiculously sharp tool, and they can't cut them. Like, they can't open them. It's just like they have some sort of type of material that is not easily identifiable. It seems to be, it's not necessarily inorganic. It seems to be,
it's like a
biologic in origin.
Well, right there, boom. We just talked about the nanobots. That's what it is. They get in you and they kind of fuse into something you don't know what it is. Because I mean, if a scalpel can't, I mean, if it's a metal scalpel and it's a metal object, it's not going to do a very good job of cutting into it. But
some of these apparently have a metallic phase where inorganic metal becomes biological tissue. So they are both, I think this kind of goes around with number four, that they're a combination of both inorganic and organic metal. So, I mean, there are cases where, for example, like they have the recently discovered iron foot or whatever, the iron foot snail or whatever, those snails that produce.
What?
Like they live around like deep sea volcanic vents. And they are able to produce organically, like iron. Like they produce iron, like shelling outside their body.
They make iron from. They make
what
it.
They yeah
organically they just make it. Metal.
Yeah, yeah. They just grow metal.
That's fucking, and that's like that's not a conspiracy. That's a legit organism.
No, that's a real thing. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Fucking we don't crazy. Talk about conspiracies on this show. Only facts. Conspira facts.
Number six, I know I hear this one a lot. I'm not 100% sure. The emission of radio waves, which are deep space frequencies in the FM band.
Whoa.
Well, it's funny because like I like some of the readings I did, I kind of heard about this guy, Whitley Strieber.
Right. The science fiction. He's also a science fiction writer. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he does werewolf books and shit.
Yeah.
But, he says that he has an implant, but his can't be removed or something. But then, like, he, you know, does talks and stuff. And he found someone else who has one. And they said that exact same thing, that when, you know, when it would fuck up their radio, right? Whenever, you know, they jump in his Ford and turn it. He could only listen to AM. Because the FM wouldn't work in his truck because whatever he had in him was fucking disrupted with the FM signal. And they actually like MRI'd it and saw it. And then when they removed it from him, it stopped emitting or doing anything to FM. It obviously, when it was outside of the body, it ceased to work, which either means it's a load of shit or it had to be in him undisturbed to be functional.
I mean, that sounds pretty, it sounds pretty crazy to me because just the fact that
werewolf author found someone.
Which
part of that sounds crazy, Dad? Which part of that last couple sentences sound crazy? The werewolf author who was abducted in the woods that has an implant that cannot be removed found someone who had one that disrupts his, he can only listen to AM radio because it fucks up his FM. And his removed, and now we can listen to FM in peace. What part of that sounds crazy to you, Dan?
So, yeah, actually, a majority of that sounds kind of wild. But the one that I was going to mention, or I wanted to address, is that the fact that broadcasting FM wave frequencies out into space is difficult. Like, it's not like
you need high power. I mean,
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't be able to, I guess it would have to be, well, now that I think about it, it would have to be like if these were some sort of alien implants, like these extraterrestrials would have to be in orbit. Like they'd have to be in close orbit.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. These are, whatever these implants are just like our RFID chips, which do transmit radio wave, but obviously not all over a great distance. So yeah, you're probably floating in orbit. You swoop down here. You abduct a couple people. You put your this alien RFID chip in them, and that's how you track people.
But even then, it would take like an. It would have to have some sort of power source. That's the thing.
The human body. You seen you seen the Matrix? But also,
this goes with number seven. One of the next finding is that they seem to. When they took their measurements, according to Dr. Lear, some of these objects displayed a electromagnetic field in the excess of 10 milligauss. Now, I'm not 100%.
The fuck is a milligauss?
I'm not really familiar. Yeah, I'm not really familiar in how you measure EM fields, but I think this is supposed to imply that these things perhaps produce some type of electromagnetic field, perhaps suggesting that they had some type of internal power generation or something like that, because I really don't know how you would broadcast a radio if these things are broadcasting information over a FM band radio wave. You still got to have the power to punch it through all of the stuff. Like, these people are sitting in a house, plus you got to get it through the atmosphere, you have to get it through the air. Like, it's not going to be
radio waves transmit through objects pretty easy unless you have lead or something.
But
doesn't AM travel further distances?
Yes, by a lot.
But why wouldn't you use AM and FM? Maybe they just had the switch on the implant on the wrong side.
Well, AM, I'm pretty sure AM just transmits less information. So at nighttime, that's why you can hear like AM stations across all of North America. Like, it could be a station in New York, and at nighttime, because there's no interference from the sun, that AM station will like bounce through the atmosphere, and you can pick it up in Vancouver from New York or something.
So, even an FM band doesn't carry that much information. Like, I don't think it would carry like an entire, like, what you're looking for, complete biological readout of a human being.
Not. But
hear me out here. I think this is. I don't even believe in alien abductions anymore after this case. I think this is all a ploy by AM radio to fuck up FM radio listeners, right?
Big AM
is going after Big FM, abducting listeners, putting in chips to block FM signals so that they have to go back to, you know, their fucking AM 1150 news.
Are you saying Dr. Roger Lear's been bought by Big AM to... perpetrate perpetrate that these are ET implants, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, they just AM radio just doesn't want to be on the hook, right, for the for the liability reasons.
That checks out.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Dr. Roger Lear is just a willful idiot, right? Like, he like, look at him, he look at that facial hair. professional shaves like that.
Another interesting finding, if we move on, is that at least I think one of these or two of these, I think there's actually just one that seemed to have a composition of meteoric iron. So that type of iron that you wouldn't find necessarily on Earth, that you would usually find it, that it's the type of iron that comprises most meteors.
Right. Fine. Big AM, you're off the hook. It's back to aliens.
So it's an iron with a different, like, well, how would you identify an iron from Earth and from space? What's the difference?
It's like the composition of it. Because when I was reading into that Whitley Strieber guy, and he was talking about this guy that he met, that was the one thing that when they pulled this thing out, even though it was no longer interfering with FM radio, it had a higher composition of iron than anything found on Earth. And that, like, density of iron is only found on meteorites,
like a different
that crash into Earth.
Is that an isotope? What the fuck's an isotope when you hear isotope?
I don't even know.
Is that an isotope of iron? What the fuck's an isotope?
This is all make believe to me. I have no idea what it means.
Okay, so different iron. We're gonna pretend that we know why it's from space and Earth, but it's different from Earth iron.
Yeah.
You can make stuff from meteoric iron. Like, I think King Tut's tomb.
Yeah, there's a dagger or something, right?
Yeah, that is made of meteoric iron. But the thing is, it's weaker than normal iron. Like, it's weaker than the iron that's produced by traditional means on Earth. So it's not something that you'd want to do. But these things seem to be, these implants, or at least one of these implants, seems to be comprised of this different type of iron, so that you would only find in space, that apparently aliens would want to use for implants, something, I guess.
Maybe it transmits a better signal, this meteoric.
Maybe.
Maybe. Iron.
Sure.
Sure. Go with that.
Number nine, they said some of these things were comprised of rare earth metals, such as U-236, which is an isotope of uranium.
U-236, yes.
One of our favorites.
Familiar with that one. Mm.
They also found other elements that
wait. Uranium? Isn't that like highly radioactive element, and it's in these implants?
Some are, yeah. I mean, plutonium's like really radioactive. Uranium is a naturally occurring element.
A little more stable. Isn't that?
I think U-236, any of those ones, it's like you can...
What do they put in the bombs? Is it uranium?
Enriched uranium to produce some of these reactions, the
perfect molecule to do the fission.
So what you're saying is these are human nukes?
Possibly. We don't know yet.
They've got little predator nuclear self-destruct devices inside of them.
Sure.
You know what? Forget Big AM. Forget aliens. I'm back to North Korea. Implanting sleeper nukes.
Were we at North Korea at any point until now?
I don't even know where that came from. That came from left field.
All right. He's still meat draw drunk from last week. That's what's happened here.
So there are some residual meat draw drunkenness. Some of the other elements that they remarked on finding seem to be very rare. For example, iridium, which is hard to find in the Earth's crust. So they believe that that is a sign that these things are perhaps extraterrestrial iridium in origin.
Iridium is definitely more of a space element.
Right. And then, so a lot of these findings have to do with the atomic makeup of a lot of these materials. So number 10, non-terrestrial isotopic ratios.
Boom, we knew it.
Indicating the involved elements did not come from Earth, which I think you kind of looped that in with like 8 and 9, really. I don't know.
8, 9, 10 is elements not from Earth or not common on Earth.
Number 11, I'm not 100% sure that this can be confirmed. It's like, so as the existence of carbon nanotubes, carbon nanostrands, and carbon nanofibers.
Sounds very sci-fi.
So we do know that, human technology has come so far that carbon nanotubes and things like carbon nanostrands and carbon nanofibers are some of the most durable materials on Earth, which can be very light. So
someone like saying they're going to use these carbon nanotubes to make like a platform to the moon or platform to space?
Yeah, because these...
Space elevator?
Yeah, space elevator through carbon nanotubes. I'm pretty sure I heard that.
Right, because carbon nanostructures are...
To the moon?
Well, to space, and then you launch from that platform. Because it'd be easier, because then you'd elevate... You'd take the elevator, all your rocket parts, to the platform. You assemble your rocket on the platform, and it'd be way easier to get to space, because you're already at low
carbon
gravity.
Carbon nanostructures are the strongest substance known to mankind. Like, they do maintain their shape and are durable. Just having those things. And they're very light, which is one of the other points of this. So it's like, if you wanted to bake something that was durable and light.
That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
They're the strongest thing on Earth. No one's ever scanned my bones.
Ooh, no one wants to.
I mean, these things are extremely durable. If you wanted to make something that was extremely durable, this would what you would probably make it out of. So at least one of these patients said they had this thing in their body for over 46 years, which is something that if you needed something to last a long time, you'd probably want to use, at least to our knowledge, to human knowledge, like carbon, using carbon technology.
Carbon nanotubes.
Would be the way to go. You know? Apparently there were gold spheres found in these, which have yet unknown function.
Are we talking like monoatomic gold? Like we talked about in Anunnaki case. That's what they're coming here.
Or like the golden finch from Harry Potter.
Well, nobody knows. Cause they don't, if Dr. Roger Lear doesn't know what it is.
Well, that's right. He only knows things about shit about feet. Why would he know anything? He's like, I'll tell you what, it's not a bunion.
It's gold spheres. Like gold, gold is a very.
It's not a plantar wart. It's not plantar fasciitis.
I can't tell you.
It's out of my wheelhouse. This aliens.
Aliens. Well, but gold, gold.
People go in. People go in for to him and talk to him. It's just normal medical stuff, and he's like, "Well, listen, it's not warts, not ingrown toenail, aliens." That's
you can,
all.
You can
this
only,
is alien to me.
You can only make a couple logical leaps, and that's one of them.
He didn't do any broad studies. He just really fucking focused in on the feet.
Well, no. Here, I have a theory, though. Here, boom, I got a theory. Bust it. Gold spheres, we talked about maybe they generate, they're generating their own electricity. Gold is a very highly conductive material. Maybe that's what the gold's, maybe it's all part of the internal electronics that we don't, that we obviously don't know about.
Yeah, gold is an extremely versatile element in terms of technology. We use it for a lot of stuff. It is a very useful element. So, yeah, if you needed something to conduct a lot of electricity or something like that, yes. Yeah, I mean, you find them in microchips and you know,
like circuit all boards electronics,
and things like that.
There's
a whole bunch of our technology is based on gold or gold alloys and things like that. So, yeah, maybe it could be, or perhaps if you line all these things up and squint at it, and you think, okay, maybe these are alien implants. The rest of the findings were kind of really inconclusive stuff. They mentioned stuff about metallic caverns that are no larger than the diameter of one atom. Just like, okay.
Would they put it under an electron microscope or something or what? One atom wide?
Yeah, they're really strange. Some of these findings, like there's that. There's mentioned it before, the resistance to ordinary cutting techniques, since they mentioned metallic sawing or cutting with surgical instruments. One of the specimens apparently had to be cut with a laser.
Laser.
And then there's the last finding is like there's just a number of unknown structures that are seen under an electron microscope, which they do not understand.
So just a majority of these implants that Dr. Weirdbeard, Roger Lear, has extracted, they share these traits is pretty much what the findings are. Like all these weird, it's not like it's not a piece of glass that someone stepped on. It's not like a metal shard as far as he's concerned.
Well, how would he know if it's not a ward and it's not a bunion? He's out of his wheelhouse.
Because
I don't think they necessarily know what they are, because it's really when they pull these things. If you read into these, reports that Dr. Roger Lear and them stuff, they really want you to believe that these things are from somewhere else. Well, not fucking,
they might be.
And they could be, they could be, but there are a lot of things about it that they identify some of these things, but a lot of skeptics who go into these, they're like, these things are not unusual. Like there's actually cases where patients kind of do the same, like our bodies can actually do the same thing. That this is the first theory, is that Our bodies can actually do the same thing that like I mentioned before, that snail that produces iron. Sometimes our bodies will actually produce growths that have
metallic.
Like, yeah, like have a metallic composition of that. They'll be made of some type of a solidified elements in our tissues.
Well, it makes
and they will just appear like they'll just
kind of make sense. I mean, like you can test blood for like the iron concentration. Like, and if
right. So sometimes you get kidney stones.
Yeah. So you're drinking. So what you're saying is possibly someone's drinking really hard water with a lot of minerals. And then the body is concentrating
basically
those minerals.
From Flint, Michigan has alien
just a whole. Yeah. You scan anyone from Flint, Michigan, you see a whole bunch of things lighting up under there.
They light up like Wolverine. They have a adamantium fucking armor under there.
You have that, but the other thing is that at least one other hardcore skeptic, there's a guy named Dr. Virgil Priscu, who's Virgil the head of an Israeli teaching hospital. He says that a lot of hospitals observe these foreign objects, and that that foreign objects can actually enter a body unnoticed. Like you can have a foreign body enter your body or your skin or your extremities, like during a fall or running barefoot.
I guess
through sand or grass or even a splinter.
Depends how, I guess, how, you know, how big the foreign body was.
Right, sure. And it can be small at first, but these things can also be explained by, like, perhaps these foreign bodies will enter into your skin or something, but they can move. Like, you know, you have people who have had, you know, I've seen pictures of people with BBs. Like, they get BBs stuck in their foot, you know, for 10 or 15 years, you know.
How does and that then, fester?
But no, but some of them
just
don't.
Just hits the right spot.
Right. And then also, our bodies, not always will they respond with what you would normally think, like a type of inflammation reaction. You'll actually have the body almost like absorb it. Like not only will they pull it further into the body or move it through your arm or leg or foot, but they'll actually, your body can encase it. Like it'll encase it with a type of organic matter so it doesn't actually end up becoming inflamed, because your body probably doesn't know what to do. It can't break it down.
So that could be the account for the organic and inorganic material in these implants, perhaps. Sure. Like,
if you were to go with a straight medical explanation, you could perhaps put that in there and being like, well, perhaps these are things that just people, they bump their elbow on a brick wall or something, and or some rocks or something like that,
and they get a lot of these.
Okay, keep going. Implants did occur in the extremities. Like that's where they happen to be. Like a lot of, you know, their noses, their hands, their feet, things like that. So they're not like, I don't think any of the implants were
removed. So like attached to their heart,
right?
There weren't any
like serious internal ones that were like way deep in there that could be identified.
Some like matrix thing coming out of their belly buttons.
No, I think most of these ones they removed with little or no risk to the patients. I don't think anybody was going to have anything removed from them that was, sitting on their liver like that.
If we go with that, these things are in fact like alien implants. Like what? Why do you think they would put these in us? Why would they take people and put them? Do you think it's a tracking thing? Do you think it's something that like we do to like when we tag animals in the wild? Like do you think it's just research? Like, is this a sign of like an ethically nice extraterrestrial?
I don't know. If it were to be, you know, to think about a civilization that has crossed the vast distance between star systems or galaxies, even why they would be interested in us. It's like, yeah, maybe purely from a scientific, I mean, we can only think in terms of us humans. Yeah. If they were to be interested in us scientifically, sure. Yeah. It could be some sort of tagging mechanism.
And one of the things, like when I was looking in that Whitley Strieber guy, is he said that some of the things that he had contact with, they told him that like they were abducting people, but then they were also being abducted by a higher being, and then they were being abducted by a higher being. Like, so it's cascading. Not something that's like just unique to us. It's like there are higher beings that are checking in. So, you know, I like to think that maybe it is. It's like us when we like tag dolphins or tag whales. These things are picking up humans at random, or maybe with joint effort with governments of like allowing it, but like, hey, we're going to research some people. Like, we just want to see, like, track their movements, see what they're doing, metabolism rates, like day to day. They're just curious. Right. So they pick you up. They abduct you. They put these things in you. Yeah. They're supposed to be non-invasive. The only thing is like their technology is better. So it's like if you remove this thing, it just goes dead, to try to like almost like some like non-interference clause. So it's like they don't want us to know that it was them. So when you remove these things, they die, they're just dead. And
well, maybe we
don't understand the technology,
or maybe we just don't understand the technology. So we just like we try and give our scientific explanation. Like, yeah, it's organic. You know, it's a coating of an old metal shard that got coated in organic material. Our body is protecting us from it. And then we just live with them for a long time. And then sometimes you get one on an X-ray. You're like, oh shit, there's some foreign body in there. And little do you know, the aliens are tracking you on this alien RFID chip from their space Black Knight satellite or what have you. And that
when it's,
we're a science experiment.
That's interesting. That's an interesting thought, because forget them having to be in orbit. They just have a satellite in orbit.
Yeah, their satellite is like sending something like through subspace back to their home world, which could be God knows where in the galaxy or different dimension.
Yeah,
maybe they're scouting us, our planet, because they're here for a takeover.
When you went to take a piss, that's what we were saying. Is like why do you think they're putting these implants? We were kind of touching on if it was like for scientific purposes or more nefarious reasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all it is.
It feels kind of silly to, like, if you have the technology to travel interdimensionally or even across, you know, star systems and galaxies, I think you would be able to do, like, a quick scan of people. Like, if you abducted people, there'd be no real reason to tag them or leave physical evidence of your actual being there.
But, okay, that's, maybe. I mean... Let's say we're strange form of life. Like, you know what? Like if we found something that wasn't a carbon based life form somewhere else that was life, we would be like, this thing is so alien to us. We don't even understand how it exists.
Right.
Maybe that's what we are to these things. They're like,
right,
but they're breathing oxygen. What? Like, yeah. This is crazy.
It's highly poisonous.
By your reasoning, if they know nothing about us, why would they implant stuff at the risk based on their technology? They know nothing about us. And then they would be like, it might kill them.
But we do that to fish and we do that to animals. We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
Why would they give a fuck?
But it's like, it doesn't, but
maybe they're not implanting. Maybe they have some type of drone or, you know, an alien robot, like an alien grays. Like some people think like, oh, they're just little, you know, they're androids. They're not real. They're not actual living beings. So there's no real risk to whatever is doing it to us.
Yeah. But then it's like, why would they even have to do that? Like if they would be able to identify and analyze our bodily composition enough to be like, we need to implant a device in this creature that will last, according to this one guy, at least like 40 years inside their body without causing any type of inflammation or any type of real impact to this creature's physical well-being. Like, I would think if you could do that, then you wouldn't really have to implant anything in them at all.
Well, we're trying to understand alien reasoning. Maybe we don't have the capacity.
Sure.
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I mean,
it could be controlling your brain, but then again, why would they control somebody who lives in apparently one guy who's just a guy who's married with several young children and lives in Southern California? Why would you only control these random people?
Maybe they haven't been activated yet. Maybe these chips are in more. I mean, Lear and company only identified, 17 patients with 18 implants or whatever. But maybe there's hundreds or thousands of people who have like this weird thing in them. They don't even know because they've never gotten x-rayed. Oh, dude, sinister. They've been implanting these mind control chips, waiting to activate them at the right moment.
But I think a lot of people have had x-rays. I think they would show up.
I think you'd be surprised how many people have never had an x-ray, though.
Right, but I think you would also be surprised about the amount of people who have had x-rays.
No, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at how many people had x-rays, but I'm just saying, what if you broke your hand, you had x-ray on your hand, but you never had an x-ray on your foot, and that's where the chip is.
Right, but I'm saying just a sheer numbers that game. Like, you'd be like, okay, it would probably show up in some...
Well, yeah, but maybe, because we talked about it, most doctors see that, they see the, you know, the foreign body, they remove it, think nothing of it, get rid of it. They don't even examine it. They don't take it to the the who's who of institutions, as Roger Lear did. Los Alamos.
Take it to Los Alamos.
Whatever's.
New Mexico Tech.
I'm just saying. Yeah. People take them up. Maybe there's maybe thousands have been taken out but never examined.
All right. You're to know. Hear everybody. Drop the cash. Get your fucking full body scan. And find your alien implants.
You know what? They probably show up in those. What are those new? They've been implementing at airports, like the full body 360 scans. They scan like different bunch of different spectrums.
Those would show up on there too, wouldn't they?
Maybe. Oh, I haven't done one.
That'd be weird.
I always opt out of those. They go, "You want it?" I go, "Nah, you can pat me down."
It'll probably be the first time I do one. Fucking.
Well, if anywhere, I bet you those things are mandatory in the States or something. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. All right. This one, should we start wrapping this one up? What do you guys think?
Yeah, we got an hour.
You can follow us on, we got a Twitter. We should really get more social media. We have a Twitter right now, @truthisoutthere.
There. We said it wrong for the first bunch of episodes, but.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got a few hundred people following on there. Sometimes we tweet. Not very much, but maybe we'll get back.
Not very often. Maybe one day we'll figure out social media.
Maybe.
Well,
we'll see. We'll see if Andrew, we're not sure what we're doing next week. We'll see if we can get Andrew on, but
yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys later and keep those eyes on the sky.